Well, he's just a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world. Freelance journalist and travel expert Tim Trudell honors us with his glorious presence once a month. Good February, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Good. I can't believe it's been a month already.
Yeah, it has.
Wow. How was your Valentine?
It was rather nice. Rather nice. Quiet evening. Mm-hmm. So,
now
the way I like it.
Usually, usually, you talk about places you've been. Mm-hmm. Well, you've been to Comic-Con,
yes.
You said, many times before, mm-hmm. down in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And it's coming up May 27th, 28th, and 29th.
March.
I'm in March. Yeah. What did I say? May. Yeah, March. Even better. Tell us about your firsthand experience. I know these are pull out the stops. People from all over the country come. What's the draw?
Yes, the draw is comic books, actors, musicians,
pop culture.
Artists, pop culture. It's the number one attraction. You know, Comic Cons grew from people's fascinations and loves, basically with comic books. Mm-hmm. But you know, they exploded into pop culture. So you'll get a variety of people at Planet Comic Con in Kansas City, which is the largest in the Midwest.
Is it?
27 years old this year.
Wow.
And I've gone now last, 10 to 12 years consecutively. And it's always something new. It's a great experience. A lot of great for people watching.
I was going to say.
Dress up in costumes as cosplayers. Cosplayers, what? Costume.
Okay.
Yeah, cosplayers. That's what they're known as.
Yeah.
So you'll have cosplayers. You'll have celebrities. You'll have a lot of vendors. Krypton Comics from Omaha. Imaginarium from Omaha. They will be there. Origami Giant, which is a gentleman who creates these little handmade light boxes. He used to work with my wife at her company. And he should be there. He usually is there. I have not confirmed if he's going to be there this year or not.
Hundreds of exhibitors?
Oh gosh, hundreds, yes. From all over the country.
Uh-huh.
Selling everything from Star Wars lightsabers to comics to 3D figures. You can get your own Dave Wingert 3D figure made.
Oh, wow. Yes. I think not.
But well, yeah. You never know. It might come back with me next month.
Well,
but, you know, it's just fantastic. Henry Winkler is... has been known to be there. William Shatner is making a return visit.
Of course he is, yeah.
Priscilla Presley will be there. I had a friend ask me about that, and because he was a little taken aback about her being there, he's like, I don't really see her at a Comic-Con. Dude, she is popular.
She's
there.
And Margaret was popular last year.
Yes, Anne Margaret was there. She actually got her professional singing career started at the Mulbach Hotel in Kansas City.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just great times, great people, great fun. Just an amazing atmosphere. 3 days of Star Wars, Ghostbusters, Star Trek, you name it, it's going to be there.
Now, is it affordable?
Yes. Yes, you can get a three day ticket. That is probably the best price. Sundays are family days, and I can't remember. I believe children get in free if they come with mom and dad or grandma and grandpa, whomever wants to bring them. And the neat thing about the Comic-Con is that it is for people of all ages. And as anybody who reads my Boomer Destinations this month will see that there are a lot of cosplayers 50 and older.
Sure. Where's that going to be down there?
It's at Bartle Hall in downtown Kansas City, their convention center.
It's huge.
Very accessible. Great parking down there. I actually recommend people park over at the parking garage near casinos.
Anyway, don't know what that is.
The grocery store downtown.
Okay.
I park there. You get 50% off. You get your ticket validated.
I used to know Kansas City really well. I did radio down there. Well, as you say, it's grown so much because when you think of Comic-Con, you think of geeks wearing Star Wars outfits.
Yeah. But there will be plenty of those, but there will also be people like us who, you know, the closest I come to a costume is wearing an Avengers t-shirt.
Yeah.
So.
Tim Trudell, freelance journalist and travel expert. Comic-Con is March 27th, 28th, 29th. I'm sure if you go online that you can buy your tickets there.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
We'll see
at comiccon.com.
comiccon.com.
Yes. Excellent. Say that fast five times.
We'll see you in a month.
Yes, sir.